Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. It is great to be with you today. And you know, it's interesting. Last night, my wife and I had some guests over in our home. And they were there, and some of our children were there as well. And some of these guests were really good at connecting with my wife and our children, and others were not. And after they left, I turned to my wife, Cassie, and I said, wow, it was amazing. This individual, they calling them by name, they were phenomenal at connecting with us and the kids. But these other individuals, they seemed to really struggle with it. And my wife gave this comment to me. She said, you know what's interesting about connection is that some people, it becomes really easy and natural for them to connect with others, whereas some people really struggle with that. And today we're going to talk about this important skill, because if you can know how to connect and really build those connections with other people, you can do whatever you want on this earth. You can have tremendous success. But in order to do that, I'm going to discuss five quick barriers. Five barriers that stop people or prevent people from creating those connections. Now, some of you may be thinking to yourself, okay, I'm really good at creating these connections. Some of you may be thinking to yourself, oh man, I really struggle. But regardless of where you're at, we can all become a little better. And we're going to talk about five specific barriers in today's podcast to give you the ability and power to connect. So, barrier number one, you overcome these five barriers, you are on your way to successful connections. Number one, the lack of authenticity. Barrier number one is people's inability to be authentic. Because when you are authentic, people will naturally gravitate towards you and connect with you. Let me give you an example. Years and years ago, my wife and I, Cassie and I, moved into a new neighborhood. And we were starting to get to know some of the people in the neighborhood. And many of the people in the neighborhood were very successful and quite affluent. And so Cassie and I, we were young and we weren't doing that well financially. So we were a little intimidated by being with these individuals. And so there were some people that we start talking to and we're like, you know what? We should go to dinner with them. And so we start talking to them and I was talking to this individual's wife, and I said, hey, my wife Cassie and I want to go out to dinner with you and your husband, you know, and it would be fun. And she paused and she said, you know what? Right now, and he was a dentist, by the way, and appeared to be a very successful dentist, but she said, you know what, right now, we're kind of in a tough spot, so we're just focusing on buying groceries. But as soon as we get out of this spot, we too would love to go to dinner with you guys. And that level of authenticity was phenomenal. It was amazing because I immediately felt connected with this family. And my wife and I, Cassie and I, became great friends with these individuals. And so having that ability to be authentic is key to creating connection. So barrier number one, that lack of authenticity. Barrier number two is something that continues to grow and get bigger and bigger. This barrier was small years ago. It's becoming massive today. And that is poor listening skills. People don't want to listen anymore. If you listen to people, I promise you, you will set yourself apart from 99% of the population, because most people don't listen. They ask a question and then rarely even listen to the response. And that's barrier number two, that inability to really focus and listen to what somebody else is saying. And in the United States of America, you know, it's interesting. We ask questions all the time. We ask people, how are you doing? And if they start to tell us, we'll pause and be like, wait, that's not how it works. I remember for years and years ago, I lived in the country of Norway, and they were very good listeners. And when you ask them how they were doing, they actually told you. And so I remember the first time saying, hey, how are you doing, to somebody? And they're like, oh, I'm glad you asked. And they begin to tell me. And I thought, whoa, that's not how this works, right? Because in America, we've almost become conditioned to become poor listeners. But if you can become, or if you can overcome that barrier, you will be well on your way to creating more meaningful and deeper connections, okay? So that's barrier number two, is really poor listening skills. And it takes work. By the way, it takes work to really listen to people. It does. It takes work. But I promise you, when you do it, and you even let them know you're doing it by your response and contributing to the conversation, they will be stunned and feel connected to you. Now, barrier number three, negative energy or low energy. And I know you've heard me talk about this a lot, the importance of energy. People match your energy in 3 minutes or less. You've heard me say that before. And TK argues that it's in 3 seconds or less. But the reality is, when you have that positive energy, it helps create connection. It helps people feel connected to you because you become a beacon of hope for them. When you have positive energy, you are energizing people with hope. And when people have hope, they feel more connected to who they really are. And then by the experience they're having with you, they'll feel more connected to you. So that energy is critical in overcoming, because by the way, sometimes we just don't feel like having that positive energy, and it obviously creates a huge barrier for us. So that's barrier number three. Okay. Now, barrier number four. And this one's a little difficult to fully consume, but it's real. And that is this: not having empathy. Not having empathy for people's challenges, people's difficulties. People are going through very difficult times. And sometimes we just need something from somebody, so we call them, and they may be going through a difficult time. It's important that we really think about others, to pause and to really ask ourselves, oh my goodness, how might this person be feeling right now? Not showing empathy. Now, by the way, whenever I talk to people that are struggling with this, they don't often feel like they are. They'll say, no, Chad, I don't struggle with that at all. But oftentimes you're thinking about, okay, I feel really bad for this person, but I've got to get this question answered, right? And you move on too quickly and you ask your question and don't show any sort of empathy, which really creates a barrier for you to create the connection that you want to create and have with that individual. And now here's number five. So number four is that lack of empathy. And I think, by the way, real quick, before I go into the barrier number five, I think that's one of the lack of empathy is really one of those things that are really deteriorating and destroying our society. Just not thinking about others. We are so busy right now. We have become very focused, very self-centered, and not even on purpose. We just have so much coming at us that we think often on how we're feeling and not as much as how others might be. So barrier number four is really showing that level of empathy. The barrier is actually the lack of empathy. So show empathy, really show empathy to those and really create that connection. But the last one is this, number five. Barrier number five is inconsistent communication. Inconsistent communication really creates a massive barrier when we want to create connection with other people. And you go, whoa, Chad, what do you mean by that? People show an inconsistent level of communication actually destroy connections. And I'll give you a real live example with this. Cassie and I have some friends that they will at times, and Cassie and I, we've been married going on 28 years. We at times over the course of our marriage, they have shown some level of communication to us. So they'll be like, hey, we should get together. And Cassie and I get really excited to go out with them. They're great friends. And then they don't communicate for significant periods of time. And we reach out and it just doesn't work. And then they're like, oh, okay, let's communicate again. And then they try and communicate again. And then they fall off the plan. And that inconsistent communication has actually created a huge barrier in our connection with them. So think about some of those individuals that you want to deepen the connection, your connection with, and ask yourself this question: how much effort are you making in consistent communication with other people, with these individuals that you're seeking to connect with? Because if you are inconsistent in your communication, what happens is this: they lose trust in you. And once trust has been lost, then it becomes exceptionally difficult to create that communication. So at the end of the day, we want to create connection, not communication, but connection. So what's critically important is this: overcome. First, understand that there are barriers to creating connection, and then work diligently to overcome those barriers so that you can create more important, deep communication. So barrier number one, that lack of authenticity. Work on being authentic. And by the way, when you are vulnerable, you become authentic. People appreciate vulnerability. If you're having a difficult time, people appreciate that and understand that, okay, things aren't always perfect for other people. It allows you to become relatable to them. So barrier number one is that lack of authenticity. Barrier number two is the poor listening skills. Remember, listening requires work. Barrier number three is that energy. Make sure you're watching and monitoring your energy. Barrier number four is really people having a lack of empathy. People really not showing that they care. Now, by the way, I do love that barrier number three, that lack of energy and lack of empathy, they really go hand in hand, because when you don't show the energy of interest, when you don't show the energy of optimism and really caring for that individual, they feel that, and it translates into that lack of empathy. And then finally, that barrier number five that we talked about is that inconsistent communication. You become consistent in your communication and watch what happens. Remember this: people are seeking for connection. People want connection. I think one of the great lessons that we learned from that COVID-19 pandemic was that the pandemic really severed a lot of communication that people were having with others, and really severed connection that people, they just weren't as connected as they wanted to be. And what we learned from that experience is people crave connection. People want to connect. And so what we have to remember is that there are barriers that are preventing you from having the connections you need for not only you to be successful, but also help other people be successful. So remember those five barriers and work on them so you can create deeper and more meaningful connections. Now go have a tremendous day.